What is the difference between mixing and mastering? Surprisingly, with all the info out there, I still get this question, or some form of this question, where an artist doesn't know what mixing or mastering is, and it's always very painful for me to have to respond. But then I remember, we were all once there. So in this video, I'm going to break it down as simply and straightforward as possible. Okay, what is mixing? Mixing is the process of taking individual audio tracks that make up a whole song and making those parts sound good together. That's it. Okay, we're done for today. Goodbye. See ya. Of course, there's much more to it. But for the sake of simplicity, that's basically what it is. The main thing to understand is the individual parts, as the audio engineer will have access to each individual track and will therefore be able to manipulate it accordingly. If you're wondering what an individual track is, then let me backtrack. An individual track is simply the vocal tracks, the drum tracks, the piano tracks, the bass tracks, etc. It's all the tracks that make up your song. Mastering, on the other hand, and we can get into it in another video, a more depth video, what mastering is basically taking a song that's already mixed down, already one track, and making it sound louder, brighter, and wider. What does mixing entail? Audio engineers will, aside from adjusting volume levels of the various tracks within the song, also add what are called effects, or FX for short, to your tracks to make them have a desired sound. For example, compression and equalization will be added to your vocal track. Reverb will be added to your guitar. Stereo enhancers added to your synth. There are literally thousands of effects an engineer can add to your tracks, as well as in various combinations to get different sounds. For example, your vocal track could have effects such as distortion, autotune, compression, equalization, saturation, reverb, and delay. How does an engineer know which effects to use, you ask? To put it shortly, taste. It depends on the audio engineer's taste and their experience listening and mixing a particular type of music. Also, the old saying, one must know the rules in order to break the rules, comes to mind as the rules of mixing change seemingly with every popular release. The difference between the good artist and great artist is that they are able to effectively communicate with their engineer the sound they're going for, as well as have made sure their recording and production all lend themselves to that particular sound. As a mixer can't really make a folk song sound like a heavy metal song. Also, the difference between a good engineer and a great engineer is that they can already guess what sound an artist is going for or trying to go for and lead their sound in that particular direction. Like, hey, your song could sound like this. Plus, most experienced audio engineers have not only spent a lifetime acquiring expensive and high-quality effect plugins, but also know how and when to use them appropriately. Should I mix my own music? I personally recommend every artist attempt to mix their first few songs so they have an idea of what goes into the mixing process and so that they can communicate effectively with their mixer instead of saying things like, hey, make it sound dope or make it sound magical. And who knows, you might actually become a wizard at mixing your own stuff too. However, 90% of the time, you'll get better results if you get an engineer to mix it, as they'll not only provide fresh, trained ears, but they'll hopefully have a lot of practice mixing songs, so they'll do a better job than you will do. The key word here is practice. Just like if you took piano lessons as a kid, you'll know that you only get better when you kept practicing a ridiculous amount of time. The same goes for mixing. I personally have probably mixed and mastered over 3,000 songs in the last 6 years. Okay? So you can probably imagine I, like most audio engineers, have heard it all by now. Should I master my own music? No, no, definitely no. Unless you are a glutton for self-punishment and have a ton of time to waste, plus don't like your hair that much, because you'll be pulling your hair out. Then master your own stuff, okay? Mastering is something you want to tackle once you nail mixing, or at least understand the fundamentals of mixing well enough. I see mixing as taking a bottom-up approach, as you're dealing with all the small parts of a song, whereas mastering is a top-down approach, because you're dealing with the bigger picture. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, you definitely shouldn't be mastering your stuff. How can I tell good mixing from bad mixing? This may take a little time to develop your ear, but the easiest way is to compare. For example, say you mix your song and then you send your song to an audio engineer to mix. Wait a few days to listen to your version and the version the audio engineer sent you, and play them back to back on the same system. It should become apparent the flaws in your mix pretty quickly. You'll also probably not like some of the things the audio engineer did in their version of the mix. A good thing to keep in mind is that mixing and mastering is all about making compromises, as it is a bit of a balancing act. There are trade-offs that have to be made when mixing a song, and the more you mix, the more you become aware of these trade-offs. For example, you can't have loud and punchy 808s with really loud and full synths or vocals. In fact, you'll notice that the songs that have prominent kicks and bass have the vocals pulled back a little. In these types of songs, the lyrics don't matter as much. Rather, the feeling the vocals convey matters more. Or in other words, the vocals are just another instrument. Obviously, in songs where the lyrics matter most, you wouldn't want to hide them behind the instrumentation. If you've liked this video, please subscribe to our channel and like it right now. And be sure to check out adgmastering.com for all your mixing and mastering.